How to choose a mortgage. Before deciding, ask yourself these questions. Do I qualify for a mortgage?
Anyone can qualify for a mortgage, provided they can demonstrate that they are able to pay the amount borrowed back over time. To determine this, the lender will evaluate the borrower's credit worthiness. Before signing the contract or being bound by an offer, the lender performs a thorough evaluation of the borrower's ability to repay the loan. The evaluation is based on adequate, proportionate, and appropriately verified information on the borrower's financial situation provided by the borrower, including through credit bureau, and on information that may be obtained through databases. In the latter case, the lender must inform the borrower in advance.
How much should I borrow?
In general, the lender approves an amount based on the value of the property to be purchased and your creditworthiness. The amount approved cannot be more than 80% of the property's value as determined in the valuation performed by an independent expert. A valuation is a report that indicates the value of the property to be mortgaged, prepared by an expert, chosen by the lender applying reliable standards. Sometimes lenders grant mortgages for more than 80% of the valuation, but in these cases they require higher collateral, and often the terms and conditions are less favorable for the borrower.
How much should my installment payment be?
Before applying for a mortgage, you should carefully consider your income, especially what you expect to earn in the future, and determine how much money you will have available each month after subtracting your normal expenses. A rule of thumb is that your mortgage installment payment should not exceed 1/3 of your disposable income so that you will be able to meet your current expenses, unforeseen expenses, and any drops in income caused by, for example, illness, accident, or job loss.
How much will it cost?
The main component of the cost is interest, which is basically compensation paid to the lender for granting the loan and depends in part on the mortgage term. In addition to interest, there are other costs, all set out in the General Information Sheet for Mortgage Customers, which describes the primary features of the product offered. The General Information Sheet for Mortgage Customers is a document that lenders provide to mortgage customers. It contains information on the lender and the terms, conditions, and main features of the loan. You can pick up a copy at one of the lender's branches or from its website. When budgeting your expenses, you should also factor in notary fees and one-off taxes to be paid when you sign the property purchase agreement.
Which mortgage term is best for me?
The mortgage term, agreed between the borrower and the lender and set out in the contract, is one of the factors that determines the amount of the mortgage installment payment. The payment is made up of principal plus interest. For a given amount financed and given interest rate, the shorter the term of the loan, the higher the individual payments will be, but the amount owed in interest will be lower. The interest rate is the index in percent measuring the compensation, interest, owed to the lender disbursing the loan. For marketing purposes, lenders may offer a particularly attractive interest rate for the first few months of the loan, introductory rate, and defer determination of the final rate, standard rate, until after the loan is disbursed. The difference between the introductory rate and the standard rate can be considerable. It is therefore important to be aware of the temporary nature of these incentives and the criteria used to calculate the standard rate. However, if the term of the loan is longer, the individual payments will be lower, but more total interest will be owed. Here is an example to help you understand.
Example. Let's take a mortgage in the amount of 150,000 euro with a fixed rate of 2.1%. If the term is 20 years, the monthly payment is 766 euro and the total interest paid over the life of the loan is 34,000 euro. If the term is 40 years, the monthly payment is lower, 642 euro, but the total interest paid is higher, 72,000 euro.